Nisreen and friends are playing outdoors again with smiles on their faces. After months of occupation by extremist fighters from ISIL or Daesh, their town of around 15,000, some 50 miles south of Mosul, was liberated in August. She told UNICEF what it had been like living under oppressive terrorist rule.
I used to be in the sixth grade, but then ISIL destroyed our lives. Before, I was going to school and I was happy. I met my friends and studied with them. I miss them a lot.
Nisreen's father, Tariq, said everybody in the community had suffered from the oldest to the youngest.
ISIL harassed us so much, we had to leave our houses. Our town became a battlefield. The situation was bad. They humiliated us. There was no food. They restricted us in all our activities.
School is a mother, said Nisreen. It teaches us. But under ISIL, the focus moved from learning to read to learning to kill.
When we went to school under ISIL, they gave us books about weapons. The books they gave us to read were meant to destroy our way of life.
This is not education to teach children about war, said Tariq angrily. But now the fighters have gone and the life they lived before the extremists came is taking shape once again, a return to some kind of normal. Nisreen is back in class now, and the children are learning once again. Tariq is overjoyed, but after so much violence and trauma, cautious about what the future will hold.
I am really happy. The schools are open, and they are going to learn. Under ISIL, I did not allow them to go to school. Now I want them to return to their studies.
Even outdoors on the dusty streets, books are open and children are reading. The population has grown with thousands of refugees from the fighting to liberate Mosul from ISIL terror. Here at least, learning is once again at the centre of community life. Matthew Wells, United Nations.